I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1044, Busy versus Hurried. I just had a friend text me this morning, a two-word text. It simply read, plans today? When I saw that, I thought, how should I respond? What I did was I gave him a list of things I'd already accomplished. It was only 10 o'clock in the morning. I'd already written a graveside sermon. I'd already tweaked the sermon for next weekend. I'd already practiced that sermon. I'd exercised for 30 minutes. I took a shower. Then I thought I would give him a list of the things that I wanted to accomplish before the elders meeting that night. I mean, I wanted podcasts to record and other things to do. I confess to a bit of glitter image management. I wanted my friend to know how busy, busy, busy I am today, because when you're busy, you're important, right? Or so we think. But here's the difference. There's a difference between being busy and being hurried. This podcast, T2G, is about love, God loving us, us loving God, and loving other people. And we all live busy slash hurried lives that kind of gets in the way at times to love. If life is supposed to be about love and love is supposed to be about God and others, then how does busyness and hurriedness factor in? Alan Fadling wrote, discipleship is doing the same kinds of works Jesus did. Discipleship is saying the same kinds of words Jesus says. Wow. We kind of overcomplicate what it means to follow Jesus. We tend to use big words and theological terms. But Jesus said, I'm simply here to do what the Father would have me do and to say what the Father would have me say. And that's what he said and that's what he did. Deo gratias. Many people have pointed out that Jesus was active, especially if you read Mark's gospel where his favorite word is immediately. Immediately, Jesus is going here, doing this, doing that. Jesus seemed to always be moving and going and doing and serving and teaching. He seemed to be on the move a lot. On foot, he would go up and down the land from Galilee to Judea and off into other parts as well. Or in a boat, he was crossing back and forth across the Sea of Galilee many times. Jesus was seemingly always talking to people, healing people, feeding people, meeting needs, debating the religious leaders, and so on. But we know that was not the case, because Scripture doesn't record every single moment of his life on earth. We know that Jesus was human. We know that Jesus sat down and ate meals. Jesus went to sleep and rested. Maybe he took naps. Jesus often was off by himself with the Father and the Spirit. Luke 5:16 says, Jesus often, not sometimes, once in a while, or occasionally, but he often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. So here's my point. In all Jesus doing, he may have been busy, but he was never hurried. Alan Fadling writes, busy is simply a matter of schedule. Hurried is a matter of soul. I would say it this way. Jesus was a master of both service and solitude. When he was alone with the Father and the Spirit, he was reminded of who he is, what he's about, and who's got his back. And when he was with people, he could live out of those truths so well. Here's the great question. What would you say is the difference between being busy and being hurried? Let's pray. Lord, you didn't call us to be couch potatoes. You want us to be involved in the work that you're doing in the world today. You've given us your Spirit and your Word and your church. And you've showed us, Lord, the good news of the gospel. We've experienced it and we're to share it. So help us to be busy about what you've called us to do, but also help us not to be hurried, but to find times to be in solitude and silence so we, like Jesus, can remember who we are and serve you well. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1045. And in the meantime, verbs and nouns, there's a time and a place for both. I hope you are doing and serving and giving and teaching and helping. But I also hope that you have time to not be a verb and just be a noun, a son or a daughter of the King. I don't think we'll ever get it right, the difference between being busy and hurried, or the balance between being and doing. And part of the problem is what I was illustrating at the top today. How we feel the need to answer the question, plans today? When we know who we are and whose we are, when we believe we have nothing to prove and no one to impress, then God's love for us is sure. And we can lean into that love for others without agenda or without a need of a certain outcome. We can be busy without being hurried.